When I get dressed for a party and I know you're going to be there, let's just say I don't go strapless because my husband likes it.
What if Victor and I don't like each other?
As if that has anything to do with marriage.
I'm Jim Burns. One of the most powerful forces in the world today is the drive each one of us has for relationships. And the one relationship that seems to be under attack now more than ever before is the marriage relationship. At the heart of every thriving marriage is a friendship between a husband and a wife. And what holds that friendship together is the knowledge that your spouse provides you with security, because we are motivated to be friends with people we view as safe. Well, during the next half hour, I want to talk with you about how you can start creating safety and security in your marriage. Dr. Gary Smalley joins me for a conversation about getting the marriage you want. Next, here on Homeward, so stay with us. From the studios at the Homeward Center for Youth and Family on the campus of Azusa Pacific University, welcome to Homeward with parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns. I'm Roger Marsh. Did you know that Olympic gold medalist Brian Clay, noted speaker and author John Maxwell, and parent and family expert Dr. Jim Burns all have something in common? That's right, they are APU alumni. And if you'd like to learn more about the APU experience, especially the MA in Youth and Family Ministry that Jim Burns and Doug Fields head up through the Youth Sphere program and also online at APU.edu, check out the school. It's a great place. Highly recommend it, says Roger Marsh, class of 2013. During the next half hour, we're going to be talking about getting the marriage you want. Marriage and relationship expert Gary Smalley is with us. This is going to be a fun-filled and fascinating conversation. Let's get to it right now. Here's part one of today's program on Homeward. Welcome to Homeward. I'm Jim Burns, and I am very excited today. One of my heroes and mentors, and I mean this in a big way, is Gary Smalley, and he is with us today. We're talking about getting the marriage you want. He's written a wonderful book. I read it last week on my trip to South Africa. It's called I Promise, How Five Commitments Determine the Destiny of Your Marriage. Gary Smalley is the president and founder of Smalley Relationship Center, author and co-author of more than 40 books, including bestsellers like The DNA of Relationships, The Blessing, Making Love Last Forever, and tons more. Lives in Branson, Missouri with his wife, Norma. They've been married for 41 years. They have 3 married children, 7 grandchildren, and this is an all-around great guy. Gary, welcome to the Homeward broadcast.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be with you again.
Well, it is absolutely a pleasure and a privilege, and I know we're on the phone here because you are just about ready to start an I Promise conference, and so I appreciate you so much taking this time. Hey, in your book, I Promise, you say that the foundational component of an excellent marriage is a truly secure environment, one that is secure physically, intellectually, spiritually, emotionally. I want you to comment on that.
Okay, Jim, for me, this is the most exciting book, really, I've ever been involved in because it comes out of research that my son did for about 10 years, and what he finally discovered is that humans, and of course I did extra research from some neuroscientists like Dr. Alan Short, UCLA, but we found out that there's a section of the brain, a huge section, which is so powerful because it even is so powerful that it actually organizes our brain, so it has to be functioning well. And anyway, from the very time, from the moment we're born till we meet the end of our life, we have a deep hunger to connect with other people our entire life. In other words, we want to be friends with somebody. And so we want to be emotionally connected in a relationship that is a friendship, a deep friendship. Now, that hunger is there our entire life. Here's what's really exciting about this. If you create a safe place for another person, they will be attracted to you because we only move and are motivated towards people who are safe and secure. People that we're not going to be criticized, judged, condemned, told we're not good enough, or they're trying to change us all the time. The safer we feel, the way God's created us as humans, which I just love this whole thing, is that we naturally open our heart because we feel safe. I'm going to tell somebody who I really am. And a deep friendship just happens naturally if they both feel safe in each other's presence.
Security and safety is so key. Now, there was a time where your wife didn't feel safe when your house was broken into. You got to tell us that story.
Oh, well, that's just really 2 years ago or so, where I was speaking in Houston and she was at home, and a guy overdosed in meth jumped across the street. He broke his leg. He dragged his foot across the road, dived actually through my garage window, which was actually metal framed, and cut himself all up, got into my home, terrorized her for about 20 minutes, never actually made it to the room where she was, but he screamed and hollered and tried to, broke up a lot of our furniture. But here's the key. I didn't put the deadbolt in that garage door that's from the garage into the house, and I had promised her I would do that. I had it. I thought, oh, I can do this myself. You know, when I get a second, you know, I can do it. It doesn't looks like a no-brainer thing. And then when I tried it, it was a little more complicated. So, well, I'll get a builder out here. And anyway, I never did it, Jim. And so that was the reason my wife had to go through that experience. And here's the key to the whole book that we've written, I promise. Put a deadbolt on your mouth and your facial expressions and your body language of no more criticism. Now, the book explains how you come to a place where you don't criticize people anymore. That's really the first promise. I give five promises that build a safe, secure environment for your loved ones so that they can naturally become your best friends, including children and people you work with and people at church. And it's just thrilling how this works. But the average person can't stop criticizing or judging or condemning or, you know, so it's one thing to say it, but we discovered a way to end it for your own life so that other people will feel safer with you.
Criticism obviously shuts down intimacy. Criticism doesn't bring that emotional security that you're talking about. Definitely it's not the deadbolt. How do you do that? I mean, how do you shut down criticism, especially if you've been raised in a home where you were criticized and it just seems to be your natural bent?
Sure.
Maybe you're the half-empty kind of a person.
Sure.
What do you say to them?
Well, that's the first promise. And the reason it's so powerful is this. I don't even try to change my wife anymore. I don't try to be, I'm not critical. I don't judge her. I'm not trying to change her anymore. And Jim, incidentally, I tried to change her for 38 years and it never worked. And so literally 4 years ago, I quit all attempts to try to change her so I could start building a safer place for her. And you know, one of the things I tried to do, I tried to get her to exercise with me every day. And at times I even tried to motivate her to eat differently. And so it always ended up in an argument or a strained relationship. And I just thought, well, I'm not doing a good enough job of helping her improve, is really what I was thinking. And I tried, I don't know how many times I tried, Jim, over the years. I stopped 4 years ago. This year, she's in charge of our staff's exercise program and eating program. She's doing it all on her own. I haven't said a word in 4 years. And what I've really learned is that if you keep your mouth quiet, that influences people a lot more if you only work on changing yourself. And so here's the essence of the first promise. And actually, I hope we can spend some additional time on this one because this is the one I'm the most passionate about in all of anything and everything in life. Here's what it is. My happiness and my quality of life and who I am and what the reason I say words and the things I do and the thoughts I have nothing to do with my wife changing or staying the same or whatever she wants to do. I mean, my quality of life has nothing to do with her. My quality of life has everything to do with my own personal belief system in my own heart. My beliefs are in my heart. I get to manage my beliefs, and so that's all I do anymore, Jim, is manage my own beliefs, because Jesus said that out of a person's heart, which is where our beliefs are stored, comes our actions, our thoughts, and our words. That's pretty, and our feelings, which pretty much is everything about us. And so what I've discovered the last 4 years is as I manage my own personal beliefs, I don't have any desire to change her. Plus the fact that I've been doing some things about changing my own beliefs where I don't even criticize anything anymore. I don't criticize anybody anymore. The airlines, I mean, I don't gripe and complain. I'm so excited that I get a chance finally to manage me, and I know how to do it specifically. And so that promise is so powerful because what it does is it ends your critical, judgmental spirit so that your mate feels safer and safer in your presence. But you're doing it because you can't change your mate anyway. That's a waste of time. and you're only changing yourself by changing your own beliefs. And it has so revolutionized me. In fact, I don't know exactly how much time we have, but I have a couple of examples that really are powerful of what's happened to me even this last year.
Let's take those examples in just a moment. We're going to take a break. Gary Smalley talking about the powerful way in our own belief how we can make our marriage much stronger. He says, we know that love doesn't always last, but you have to make it last, and we can do that.
Yeah, we can. And Gary Smalley, the author of numerous books on this topic, the one we're talking about today is called I Promise. And if you'd like more information on that, just go to homeward.com. That's HOMEWORD.com. Of course, Dr. Jim Burns has written and spoken extensively on the topic of marriage as well. And we encourage you to check us out online at homeward.com. If you'd like information on Jim's book, Creating an Intimate Marriage, it also includes a study guide. There's curriculum available. If you're in a small group or a couple's Bible study at your church, and are looking for a book to work through, this is a great resource to have, especially now when everyone's thinking about it this time of year. Go to homeward.com and check out the books that Jim has there. The ones that are for sale, that you can purchase Jim's books anywhere, but if you purchase them directly through our online resource center, a portion of the proceeds goes to supporting the ministry of Homeward, and we truly appreciate that faithful financial support. More from Jim in just a moment as Homeward continues.
I'm Jim Burns with today's Homeward Snapshot.
Hey, we're home!
Oh, it's so dark in here. What's with the candles?
I don't know. Maybe we had a power failure.
Mom? Dad? Anybody home?
It smells like scented candles.
Yeah, and that music, it's so, I don't know, romantic.
Tina, oh my gosh, do you know what day it is?
Oh, hi. Girls, you're home early, and it's date night for your dad and me.
Now, I know that our kids may say that they hate it when mom and dad hug or kiss in front of them. However, the reality is that those public displays of affection actually make your kids feel more secure. The way you love one another can make such a difference in the life of your child. And you can find out why when you read my tip sheet called Why Dating Your Spouse is Good for the Whole Family. You can download a free copy from our website at homeward.com.
Gary Smalley with us today. What a privilege to have him on the Homeward broadcast. We're talking about getting the marriage you want. He's written an excellent book, as Roger just talked about, I Promise, How Five Commitments Determine the Destiny of Your Marriage. Very helpful to me personally. Actually, anything Gary Smalley writes has been helpful to me. It's always so practical. Gary, right before the break, you were talking about belief and the power of belief and how we don't have to spend time criticizing and being negative, but that this whole idea of belief can change a marriage. And you said that you had a couple of illustrations.
Right. For the last 4 years and really, really turbocharging it the last year, I have discovered some teachings from Jesus and the New Testament and the Old Testament writers that like, for example, Solomon says in Proverbs 4:23, above everything else you do in life, I mean, the highest thing, don't do anything else before you do this. And when I read a verse like that, I think, whoa, I ought to pay attention to that. He says, guard your heart, because out of your heart comes the wellspring of who you are. Well, I love that, and now it makes so much sense to me today, because who I am is what I believe. And the words I speak, the thoughts I have, the actions I do, come right out of my beliefs. So that, for example, if I believe that my wife changing, somehow I'm going to be happier, if I believe that my happiness comes from external things, more money, you know, prestige, you know, a yacht, you know, whatever I believe, then I don't have the biblical belief, first of all. Secondly, it's a total deception to think that somebody else or anything can make you happy.
But that's what a lot of people think. Isn't that true? When you ask them, well, how can you improve your marriage? Well, if my husband would do this or
exactly.
If my wife would do that.
That's exactly what we all think. I thought that for 38 years, and it was out of my own son's research that he did some great research showing how you can turn a divorced or almost divorced marriage around in 4 days. And one of the concepts he teaches is this very one right here, taking personal responsibility for yourself and stop trying to change your mate. So anyway, since I've done that, I realize there's just a lot of basic beliefs I picked up from the world, my parents, that they didn't know what to believe. They never guarded my heart or their heart. And, you know, my brothers and sisters, my friends as I grew up and so on. But listen to these two powerful illustrations. One is my grandson. He was 10 years old. I got him to memorize two verses out of the Bible. James 1:19, which is, be quick to listen, slow to speak, and therefore you're going to be slow to anger. And then the second one is Philippians 4:8-9. Only think on these eight things, and if you do, you'll know the peace of God. Well, for 1 year, he said those verses over and over and over again in different ways. He had cards around the house, and he remembered and he meditated on those. In other words, he chewed on those verses every day for about a year. Now he's 11 years old. He's at school. His mom picks him up. She says, "Do you have your homework?" "Yeah, I got it." They got about 2 or 3 miles away from school, and it's a hard place to get in and out of anyway. He says, "Oh, Mom, I did forget my homework. Ooh, can we go back? I got a test tomorrow." And she explodes. She said, "I'm going to do tough love on you. I'm sorry, but you're going to get your F tomorrow. You have so many excuses. You've got to learn to be responsible." She goes after him. When he got home, he ran to me and said, "Grandpa, this is one of the most exciting." He said, "It was a total miracle. James 1:19 flashed right into my mind, Grandpa, and Philippians 4:8-9 did, because they were both in his heart, forming his new beliefs, incidentally." And so he said, "I listened to my mom yell at this person, you know, just me, and I never said a word because I wanted to be quick to listen, which means slow to understand, you know, slow to listen until you understand." And then the first one of the eight things to think on is it true? So he thought, what's really true about my mom? Is she really this mean, yelling person? No, she's the greatest mom in the world. She loves me. She's the greatest lover of my life in the world. And so he finally stops her. She slows down and says, "What?" You know, and he says, "Mom, I just want to thank you for what you're saying, because it just proves to me one more time how much you love me and you want me to do well in school, don't you, Mom?" And my daughter told me when she got home, after she picked it up off the floorboard of the car, she said, "Dad, I started weeping out of control. I had to pull the car off the road because I couldn't believe those words were coming out of my son's mouth." Well, our words come out of the beliefs in our heart and our thoughts and our actions. And he actually had internalized those two verses until, like Deuteronomy 6 says, they reached his heart. So he actually tattooed or branded those two verses on his heart. That's what jumps to his mind when he goes through various experiences of his life. And so it has so changed this young man that I've only had him memorize 4 little sections of Scripture, and it's really revolutionized his life.
That's absolutely incredible. Oh. At the same time, there's a lot of people, Gary, who say, you know, this sounds fine and dandy, but you're not married to my spouse.
Yes.
And you say, change yourself first and accept your mate unconditionally. But maybe their mate is one who is almost on the edge of being abusive. How do they love them unconditionally, even at the same time trying to change themselves?
Well, if they're on the verge of abusive, then you can separate yourself from that person until they get under control or get them help, or I mean, you don't want to stay in a relationship where you're being abused on a regular basis, even though I know that, you know, no, and I'm not going to even give a qualification. Especially if you're being physically hit or anything, you cannot remain in that situation to protect yourself and to protect your children. I'm talking about a normal, irritating mate.
Right.
My wife and I agree that we both irritate each other more than anybody else on earth because we're with each other every day.
Sure, of course.
You know.
We're going to bump into each other.
Yeah, exactly. So, but with normal irritating people, what I have grown to understand now, I have hidden, this is so powerful, Jim, but I have hidden Romans 3:4-5 into my heart by using the method that's in Deuteronomy 6. And I explain all this in chapter 4. This is the first promise. Anyway, I don't even, when my wife irritates me now, literally I'm at the place now where I say, "God, my irritations are my own logs." You see, irritations are in us, not in the other person. And the irritation is simply a reflection of my own log. Same thing in Romans 2. It says that. If you're judging somebody else, trust me, he says, you're guilty of the same thing. Matthew 7:1-2 says the exact same thing. Don't get excited about the specks in your brother's eye or your mate's eye. Recognize all they are as reflections of the logs in your eye. Well, I got about 35 logs still in my eyes that I'm working on every day, and I thank God that I have a mate that irritates me, that reminds me to work on my logs. Oh, Jim, it is so powerful between the two of us where we're not saying, would you please stop that? So, because that irritates me. Would you stop whistling? Would you stop clicking your lips? You know, would you stop this and smacking and, you know, pick your clothes up? None of that's happening anymore for me.
Wow. I need to learn some of that.
Because I use it for my own growth and personal changing of my own heart. Whoa. And there's still four more promises.
There are four more promises. So I've got to ask you to come back next time so we can talk about more of those four promises. Thank you, Gary Smalley, for being with us. And I appreciate so much the personal testimony of his own life.
Hey, and I have a when we get to the last promise, I'll give you one more change in my life that a lot of people don't believe, but it is so dramatic this is the reason, the last illustration I give, it's the reason why I'm so pumped about all
this. Fabulous. Well, Gary Smalley, we'll be back next time.
And we will continue with, this is a two-part conversation here on Homeward. So we just concluded part one, and you'll hear part two on the next edition of the Homeward broadcast. Gary Smalley talking with parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns about getting the marriage you want. Gary's written a number of helpful books on this topic, and we've got a link on our website today to Gary's site. You can read about I Promise, which is one of the books that Gary has written, and the other marriage and relationship things that the Smalley Center provides. Jim, many times on the program we talk about the reason we talk about marriage is because it brings security to kids, and that's a healthy marriage does that. But in the final moments here, I could see that this is also kind of a recurring theme, a gift that spouses can give to each other is this gift of security.
Right, security and honor. I think that's one of the main themes that Gary often talks about. And it really is one of the five commitments for determining the destiny of marriage is what he says.
Yeah.
But I think it's probably the most important one. This whole idea of love and security is so key. His first promise is the one that I want to focus on here at the end. I promise to conform my beliefs to God's truths. That's not always so easy because sometimes we get all involved in the circumstances. Basically, what I hear Gary saying, which is a very important thing for all of us to understand, your emotional well-being should never depend on another person meeting those expectations. Really, as we look at it, and I can't overstate this enough, it's life-changing to find that my beliefs and not my circumstances determine my actions and my attitude about my relationship with Kathy or my relationship with, frankly, anybody. You've heard me say this on the program before, but your circumstances may not change, but your attitude can change, and that makes all the difference in the world. And again, our emotional well-being should not depend on another person, period. And so this whole idea of having the right belief is critical. Roger?
Well, it certainly is, Jim. And we're grateful to Gary Smalley for bringing this topic to light today. And of course, Gary will be a part of the program next time. I want to remind you that a great way for couples to kind of stay engaged in the communication process is with a good daily devotional. Our Homeward online evotional is available without cost. A Bible verse and nugget of encouragement from God's Word, courtesy of Dr. Jim Burns and the staff at Homeward. Sign up for that at homeward.com. And Jim, while you're on homeward.com, we also recommend parents take a look at the new financial resource that we have for parents to help with their kids. We're excited about this.
Well, you're right. You know, many parents have the talk with their kids about the dangers of drug and alcohol abuse mm-hmm. or sex and sexuality. Yeah. But when it comes to money, that's one area that sometimes we parents miss altogether. Mm. And we sort of just breeze over that, and yet it's so critical for so many families. Well, many kids only think about money when they need some.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But that's why I'm excited about this brand new group of tip sheets that we've created to help parents and kids in this particular area, stewardship. As parents, we need to be intentional about teaching our kids about stewardship, and then we need the consistency to teach them how to live these principles out, both in our lives and in their lives.
Yeah.
These new tip sheets are designed to be conversation starters that you can use with your kids about crucial topics like savings, spending, investing, and even giving.
Well, we are so grateful, Jim, to Rod Emery and the staff at Steadfast Companies. They are a leading real estate investment trust company in Orange County, California, and they also have a heart for ministry, and they have partnered with us to put these tip sheets together. And if you, as a parent, it isn't a huge book. You don't have to take a long weekend. You don't have to go somewhere and drill down with questions. These are tip sheets. You can read them. You and your spouse can read them together, or if you're co-parenting, you can read them on your own and work with your former spouse on that. And then have the conversation with your kids and say, look, money was God's idea. Capitalism, God's idea. Saving, spending, investing, giving, God's idea. Go to homeward.com, articles and media button. You're going to write in the word steadfast, S-T-E-A-D-F-A-S-T. Click, here come the tip sheets. You can use them without cost or further obligation. And now for Dr. Jim Burns, our engineer Ben Camp, and the rest of the staff, I'm Roger Marsh. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time right here for another edition of Homeward. Homeward with Jim Burns is a production of the Homeward Center for Youth and Family at Azusa Pacific University.